Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of freedom from fear. Psalm 34 verse 4 promises us this powerful word from God. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Are you struggling with fear today? Perhaps common fears that assault many people in our generation, fear of losing a job, fear of a plant closing down, fear of not having enough money to provide for your family, or fear of contracting a terminal illness, perhaps fear of tragedy or premature death striking your spouse or one of your children. All these fears are sent from the enemy of your soul. Many people would say, well, they're true. It's possible these things could happen. And yet, in order to have victory or freedom from fear, we must recognize what is the strategy of the spirit of fear. Yesterday we talked about identifying fear as the enemy of our faith. Fear is a spirit according to 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. God clearly identifies fear as a spirit in that specific verse. Romans 8:15 gives us a similar insight when it says, for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The spirit of fear is a spirit of slavery. It brings people into bondage and torment. 1 John identifies that fear has torment accompanying it. If a person is in the grip of fear, they are tormented with thoughts, unrelenting thoughts of impending disaster, tragedy, or doom of some sort. We must understand how the spirit of fear operates against people in order to be on guard against it and in order to understand how to stand against it in the spirit with the weapons of our warfare which God has given into our hands. There are three specific strategies I want to bring to your attention that the spirit of fear uses against people in order to gain a foothold or a stronghold in a person's life. The very first one is this. A spirit of fear attempts to get a person to agree that fear is reasonable, natural, and normal for them to experience. Let me say that again. The first strategy of fear is this. A spirit of fear will attempt to get you to agree that fear is reasonable, natural, and normal. Perhaps you have heard people say, well, there's healthy fear, or it's natural to fear. I would say to you that those statements are lies designed by the spirit of fear to sound reasonable, to sound logical, to sound rational enough that a person could accept them as truth, when the reality of the matter is, according to the Word of God, that fear is a spirit, and that that spirit attempts to gain position, foothold in a person's life, eventually become a stronghold that has the person in the grip of bondage, and then begins to torment that individual and keep them from walking in freedom. It is not reasonable, natural, and normal to be experiencing fear, because fear is a spirit from the enemy of your soul. What is reasonable and natural and normal for a born-again believer is to rely on the Lord, to have confidence in Him, to say, as the psalmist said, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? That rhetorical question means, who should I bother being afraid of when I have God as my light and my salvation? And the word salvation means deliverance and rescue. And God wants to be that for us and is that for us. Yet many believers are in the grip of fear. The first strategy of fear to try to get you to agree that fear is reasonable, natural, and normal sneaks up on a lot of people, and many people readily agree with that false statement from a spirit of fear. They will even say, well, I want my children to have a healthy fear of running out in the highway, or a healthy fear of cars, or a healthy fear of strangers. Let me say this to you. There is wisdom that a person doesn't run out in the middle of a highway with cars going back and forth. There is wisdom to be reserved about dealing with strangers. There's wisdom that a person shouldn't do certain activities that defy gravity and may result in foolishness causing their premature death. But those things have to do with the issues of wisdom and lack of wisdom. But fear will say to you, no, you should have a natural fear of cars, or you should have a natural fear of strangers, or you should have a natural fear of high places. Yet God says to us, I haven't given you a spirit of fear. So I would say to you that to agree with the statement that fear is reasonable, natural, and normal is to agree with a strategy from the enemy of your soul. God wants us to be a people of faith, people who walk in complete fearlessness, full of faith, confident in God, trusting that He's our deliverer, trusting that He's able to protect us, in agreement with Hebrews 13:6 that says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do to me. That is the will of God for us. The Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do to me. That is the kind of lifestyle God has called believers to. And yet many people have been snared by the very first and the simplest strategy the enemy uses, this spirit of fear, to get you to agree that fear is reasonable, natural, and normal. Don't try to teach your children to avoid the freeway or avoid dangerous places by trying to instill fear of those things in them. You are setting them up for bondage to the spirit of fear. We have to teach our children by saying it isn't wisdom to go running out across the street without first looking. Cars are bigger than you. You say it in a way that it's presenting the wisdom of the situation, not trying to bring in a spirit of fear. The second strategy that the spirit of fear uses is one that is directed toward your thought life. A spirit of fear will attempt to get you to allow it to paint a picture on the canvas of your imagination of impending trouble. Things that have not happened yet that will come to pass is what the spirit of fear tries to paint. Things that have not occurred, things that might happen in the future regarding impending trouble, disaster, tragedy of some kind. If you allow the spirit of fear to dictate to your thought life pictures, thoughts, words that speak of future trouble, disaster, or tragedy, you have allowed this second strategy of the spirit of fear to work a work against you, and it will get a foothold if it's allowed to speak and paint pictures to your mind regarding fearful events that have not come to pass, and yet the spirit of fear is saying will come to pass. The third strategy, and this is where you could say the trap is slammed shut on a person, or the bonds are tightened around the person, is this third strategy. A spirit of fear will attempt to get you to agree that what it says, so what the spirit of fear is saying, is truer than God's word. For example, the spirit of fear will say, you're going to die young and leave your family fatherless or motherless. And yet God's word says, with a long life will I satisfy you. That is a promise from the word of God in Psalm 91. And yet the spirit of fear says, no, what's true is you're going to die young and leave your family orphaned. So the spirit of fear wants you to come into agreement with its lie that what it says is truer than what God's word says. You have to recognize these three strategies in order to remain free from a spirit of fear. You can't allow the first one to even be considered. That first strategy, that fear is reasonable, natural, and normal. You can't allow the second strategy to gain ground in your thought life. You cannot allow the spirit of fear to paint a picture on the canvas of your imagination about future or impending trouble, tragedy, or disaster. And then thirdly, you absolutely cannot come into agreement with what fear says because it claims that its words, its statements, its prophecies, so to speak, are truer than what God's word says to you as a believer. That's all the time we have for today, friends. I want to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the Illustrated Book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the Book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the Book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated Book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.